We're all in love with her. She's magical.
Jazz saxophonist Don Braden has worked with Kirk for the last two decades, producing three jazzathons together. Braden describes the moment the two met back in 1998 when he became director of NJPAC's Jazz for Teens program.
And so I conducted my first student concert, and she was one of the speakers. In those days, Philip Thomas was the VP. So he'd introduce everybody. She'd come up, and Dorothy Kirk. I'm like, Dorothy Kirk, as in Rahsaan Roland Kirk? My jaw drops, and there comes this incredibly beautiful woman walking out, you know, and I'm like classic beauty, like classic sister walks out. And I'm like mesmerized by everything about her. Her energy is magical. Dorothy is probably the world's biggest jazz advocate. Like the person who goes to the mat 24/7 for this music and loves it, feels it to her very soul, and will go out of her way for the music and for the musicians. That's why we all love her, because she's 100% sincere about making sure this music stays vital.
My name is Steve Touré, and I play trombone and seashells.
As one of Dorothy's closest friends and colleagues, Touré is one of few that personally knew and recorded with her late husband, jazz legend Rahsaan Roland Kirk.
I think it was probably around 67 or 68. We're playing at the Bothan Club. Dorothy came up from L.A. to hang with Rahsaan. And I remember I would give them a ride back to the Pickwick Hotel in San Francisco after the gig, because I had a little car, a Volkswagen Bug. And, you know, I learned so much from Rahsaan, and Dorothy was there, and so just there with the music, you know, like, boom, you know. And I mean, go way back. We have a lot of memories about Rahsaan. Right to the end, we were both there when he passed as well. We have a lot of things that we don't even talk about. We just look at each other and say, you know, yeah, you know, it goes way back. Rahsaan wrote a song for Dorothy called Dorothy's Walk, because he could tell a person by the sound and rhythm and the weight of your footsteps. He could tell who come in the room just by the sound of your walk. And he used to say she had these boots that he liked it when she wore these boots, and they had a certain sound, and he liked it when she stroll with those boots on. And so he wrote that song, Dorothy's Walk. And I got to record that with Rahsaan.
Jazz vocalist Antoinette Montague shares some of her fondest memories of Kirk and her no-nonsense, larger-than-life personality.
As a born at the Beth Newarker, raised in the public school system, has been this pervasive school of learning this music and learning the history of this music. And part of that history and part of that learning all weaved together with my knowledge of Carrie Smith was Dorothy Kirk. Showing up and popping up from jazz vespers. I know I gave Carrie a big birthday party up at High Lawn Pavilion, and Dorothy was invited, and she came in and said, Carrie, I've been working just for you. Jazz vespers is gonna happen at Bethany, and we want you to be the first one. And she had Carrie be the first one. You know, we have a soft organization, this thing called jazz. We have our reputation, and we have what I believe is our level of integrity. And your level of integrity has to be impeccable to even approach and mess with Dorothy, because she does not suffer fools at all.
As Newark's first lady of jazz is set to celebrate yet another milestone, the message from those who have been afforded the opportunity to know and work with Kirk is one of gratitude and pure joy.
Dorothon Kirk, congratulations on your incredible achievement of making 80. I think that's amazing. More importantly, congratulations on an amazing life of contributing to the incredible music of jazz and to being an incredible inspiration to us all.
Dorothon's, maybe she'll take a break, but she's not going to retire. She's part of this music. How could she retire? We won't let her retire.
Hip hip hooray for jazz and Dorothon at 80. Bright moments like now. That's the way we roll.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill in Newark.